Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to the Mildura Field Days coordinator, Joe Ronner, who is now, Nana Joe. Is this, yes. Is that right? Really? So young.
It's just so beautiful, Dave. So this is a day I've waited for a very long time. Very excited.
Now tell me, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the first grandchild?
First grandchild, yeah.
A boy or a girl?
Little girl.
And it's have we got a name beautiful. Yet?
We do. We do have a name. Her name is Lydia.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. Well, congratulations to, well, I guess Nana, but the whole family as well, especially Mum. I hope Mum's doing well.
Yeah. No, they're just absolutely over the moon, smitten with her. She's just gorgeous.
That's excellent. That is great. Hey, look, the Mildura Field Days, it's not sneaking up. It's galloping up at the moment. Ha Hard is down at the Mildura Racing Club, of course, Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of May. And the plans are definitely coming together at this particular stage, but a little bit of rain we've had recently could have thrown a spanner in the works.
Absolutely, Dave. It was a bit of a stressful weekend with conversation with the racing course about the potential for us to need to make a plan B for where to hold the field day. And you can imagine to move such a large event so close to the date of the event, it would have been, doable, of course. I was frantically looking for 30 acres of land to relocate to, and formulating in my head how I was going to pull together to bring in temporary fencing, temporary offices, you know, all of the stuff that comes to with hosting such a large event. But fortunately, the weather has been kind to us, and I know the wheat cockies are keen for a bit more rain, but if we can hold off for a few more weeks, I'd be very happy with that.
Have you been looking at the long-range forecast? I'm guessing you would have been.
Yeah. So it looks clear for the next 10 days, and so hopefully we can get through to the end of the event, and it's looking absolutely awesome. So the work has been continuing on with the development of the site map, which will come out in the Mildura Weekly next Friday week. So that's a great lift out to grab out of the weekly. That'll give you some details on the location of all of the sites, the site holders, and all of the great things that are going to be this year's Mildura Field Day.
Well, again, we'll keep the fingers crossed that we don't get any rain for it. And the only reason I mention that is because I was on the website and I did notice there's a special note there: no dogs allowed or other pets, please, because the crocodiles may eat them.
Yeah.
And, of course, if it rains, the crocodiles will be more than happy. The dogs, not so. Well, maybe some of the dogs, but, some other pets perhaps not.
Yeah. So I know some people think that that's a strange request to have no domestic animals at the event. But when you have a think about the type of attractions that we have at the field day, we have lots of native animals, snakes, and there will most likely be a crocodile there. We can't, it's not fair on those people who have those type of animals to be. You might only have a little lap dog, that's fine, but it has to be a blanket, no dogs.
Because, oh, it does make sense. Well, look, I was thinking, last time we talked, we were talking about the jetpack guy, and I wanted to get a little bit more information about the jetpack guy, but that would scare the dogs so badly too, or any of the pets, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it's this jetpack entertainment show, Dave, I can't wait to see it. It looks absolutely amazing. So we've got a 15-metre pool, and this guy has a jetpack on his back, and he does aerial stunts out of this pool.
So really?
It's just spectacular to see.
YouTube, have you been on YouTube having a little bit of a look, Joe?
I have, yeah.
I figured that might be the case.
And because I enjoy all things noisy and action-packed, hence my motorsports focus. And so this is right up my alley.
Now, of course, we're talking about the field days. We're talking about the Mildura field days. That means there's all things agriculture there, no question at all about that. And as you said, some more details coming up in the Mildura Weekly Friday week. But there's plenty of other things happening as well. For the big kids, of course, the bar will be open, but there's plenty of entertainment.
There is, yes. So we have Black Snake Productions, and this year they're doing their snake safety show.
Lovely.
And so Mike does a really fabulous job of that. EnviroEd will be there as part of the Mallee CMA, and Sarah will have a number of, native animals, and she does a great presentation to, really interesting for adults and the kids as well. But as well as that, we've got physics, a science show. That's a hands-on science show, which has a, I think at this stage we've got over a dozen schools of RSVP to bring their kids to the field day on the Friday for a free excursion. We let the school groups in and all of the support staff in for free, just to give kids that opportunity to have that hands-on science and to experience everything that agriculture has to offer. So that's really exciting as well. We'll have Lindsay Storer with Get Your Groove On.
Oh, yes.
She's fabulous with the kids. She's amazing. Dave Storer, Mudra Entertainment. We'll have a range of entertainers on the DFA, Dried Fruits Australia stage. And I'm certain, although I haven't seen his actual schedule yet, we'll be blessed with Tekka from Old Dogs New Tricks.
Oh, yes.
Those guys, you could sit and listen to them all day, Dave. They're just, fabulous.
You can sit there and listen to Tekka yarn all day, to be absolutely honest with you. Look, I'd love this gate prize as well, a John Deere lawn tractor from Heusler's, but there's also a little bit of fuel from Tasco that's available as well. That's obviously a follow-up prize. Is it a second prize? Or
we've got, here at Mildura Field Days, we've had a very long-term relationships with both Heusler's and Tasco's, and their ongoing support of our event is amazing and very much appreciated. So when people come in through the gate, they when they pay to enter, which is really cheap, Dave, for a family to attend the field day, it's $10 for an adult, $5 for an aged pensioner, and anybody under 18 is admitted for free. So, it's a really cheap day out.
It is.
You get an entry into the draw for the John Deere lawn tractor, and for the $1,000 worth of fuel from Tasco.
Oh,
all you have
handy
to do is write your name and fill out the form, and great prizes just for coming to the event. And that's it's really fabulous to see the people excited, to win those great prizes.
Oh, how awesome would that be? I can actually say that I get my lawns motivated, a new lawn tractor, I can tell you. Hey, look, just quickly, the field days again, Friday the 20th and also Saturday the 21st of this month, sneaking up very, very quickly, or as I said before, galloping up. Look, Joe, I've got to run, but so we'll catch up with you again before the field days, undoubtedly, and then I'll see you out there.
Fabulous. Thanks very much, Dave.